Hello. Let me begin with sharing some verses. First one is Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and by his stripes we are healed." And Mark 16, 17 to 18 says, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Amen. So I just want to share this testimony to acknowledge what God has done in my life and to thank Him and to glorify Him. So okay, so here's the story. A lot of you probably remember last month, Sean Smith came, and on the last Sunday when he prayed, he picked out two people. He said, probably a guy on this side with acid reflux problem, a lady on this side, you know, with the same problem, and I was the guy, so I stood up. And, you know, a couple of people prayed for me together, and then we all prayed, and, you know, and we really prayed, you know, by faith on that Sunday. Now, going back a little bit, I had this acid reflux condition for many years, from college for about 8 years. I used to always wake up every morning, I always had acid problems. During the day, I have acid problems, you know, evening, I had acid problems. But like every day, I mean, you know, multiple times a day, and I thought that was normal, you know? So it got really bad, and then like there was one point where I always felt it whenever I swallowed anything, like, and then, you know, right about here, kind of discomfort. And so I got really worried, and I went to the doctor, and then I did the gastroscopy. That's the tube that goes down your throat and then checks your stomach. And then I found out I have this condition called hiatus hernia, which is a condition where your stomach kind of sticks out into your esophagus a little bit. So, you know, there's supposed to be that valve that blocks the acid from coming out. Well, it doesn't work because my stomach is actually above that a little bit, you know. So, you know, that's why the acid comes out so much. So I realized, oh, I have this condition. Oh, that's why. Okay, so, you know, great. I have to live with it. And then 2 years ago, I think, when Sean came for the first time, I think he did something similar. He said, I was sitting right at the back on the left-hand side, and he was pointing at around the area and said, there is a brother with this acid reflux problem. Come forth. So I was like, that's me. So I went out, and then he prayed for me. And then I really received by faith. And then I remember at that time, I believe I was healed because from that time onwards, I stopped having acid reflux problems immediately. You know, it wasn't like every day anymore. It was only like once in a while if I eat too much or whatever, which is normal. So that's, you know, or something too spicy or whatever, you know. I mean, everyone, you know, does that, right? So I was definitely healed. I mean, there was definite difference. And then around the time when Sean was coming, you know, this year our church was really praying for the supernatural and signs and wonders. And I was like, yeah, God, you know, you did this for me in my life. And around the time when Sean was coming, I had all this acid reflux problem back. So I was like, what's going on? So I was having it every day. And I was like, God, you know, what's going on? You know, I mean, I was so excited about this. And how come, you know, I have these problems again? You know, what's going on? Did the healing happen or what? And then I felt God, you know, I was like, God, you know, I should have gotten that gastroscopy right after I was healed. Then I would have a testimony, you know? But then I felt God saying, get the gastroscopy again. I was like, what? I have this acid problem. You want me to get it again? Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, no, God, it hurts. It's very uncomfortable. It's expensive. You know, I was like, oh, you know, it's probably not God. So I didn't do it. And then, now going back to the first story, Sean prayed for me on that second Saturday. And I felt the Lord saying, get the gastroscopy again. So I was like, yes, Lord, I will. So I got it like 2-3 weeks ago. And by then, kind of the excitement kind of wasn't there. And I was like, oh, gosh, you know, it's going to hurt. It's going to whatever. But I still did it. And then, so I got the result. And guess what? You know, no hiatus hernia. Praise God. The stomach went back in. So the doctor was like kind of puzzled because I told him I have this condition. It was like, oh, yes, I checked, you know, and yeah, I don't know why you have this problem. And I was like, so no hiatus hernia? It's like, yeah, maybe the doctor saw it wrong last time or something. So I was like, no. I mean, is it hiatus hernia? It's like, no, completely gone. nothing, you know. So and I went home and checked the old result. It says hiatus hernia, you know. So but now it says nothing, you know. So yeah, praise God. And I just feel like God really kind of set me up so that I'll get the gastroscopy, and then I'll have a testimony to share of the miracle that he did in my life and in our church. And I believe that God wants us to do this for all of us, you know, to heal us and also to have us walk in the supernatural of signs and wonders and healing. And I just hope and pray that we'll take hold of this vision together as a church and then start living an extraordinary life for God. Amen.